Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. So today I'll be sharing the lyrics of a song that I love, and whenever I want to feel good and just get some positive reminders about life, I play this song. And given that this episode is the final episode for season 3, I really wanted to end the note on a high and really end with some good positive vibes. So the song I'm going to be sharing with you, or the lyrics of the song rather, is My Day by Taurus Riley. He is one of my favorite Jamaican dancehall / reggae artists. I've shared a song on this podcast that he's done before, done in collaboration with Conscience, and he's like one of my go-to entertainers in terms of just really awesome songs with great messages and that feel-good, nice reggae island vibes. So I just wanted to share one of his songs with you, just as a way to remind each of us that, listen, regardless of what is going on, it's your day, so make of it what you will. Again, the song is titled My Day, and the lyrics go a little something like this. Give thanks for life. Give thanks for life. To them I rise like the sunrise. My bright and my upright. No one can rock my vibes. I'm gonna care who won't fight and who won't criticize. I'm on a higher height. So you can say what you want to and do what you want to. It's no concern to me, because I have my own vision, my own mission to rule my destiny. Oh, it's my day to do what the heck I want to. It's my time and I'll use it any way I want to. It's my life and I'm responsible for every action. It's all mine. My day, my time, my life. I beg you, easy now. Give me some reason now. And don't invade my space. I'm in a different place, different phase, moving on my way. So if you feel like a champion, then nothing can go wrong. This one is your song. Put away your troubles, put away your worries. Help me sing along. Oh, it's my day to do anything I want to. It's my time and I'll use it any way I want to. It's my life and I'm responsible for every action. It's all mine. My day, my time, my life. Feeling alive, feeling a vibe, and nothing can stop me. I don't care what they think or what they say about me. Look out world, here we come, up and around me. All I'm saying is, it's my day to do what the heck I want to. It's my time and I'll use it any way I want to. It's my life and I'm responsible for every action. It's all mine. My day, my time, my life. Give thanks for life. Give thanks for life. Give thanks for life. Give thanks. I'm alive. Sing it. Sing it. Oh yeah. This is the perfect song to end season 3, and I couldn't imagine choosing any other song to just reinforce the theme of this season and the entire theme and message of this podcast. Like, my beautiful souls, it is literally your life, your time to do whatever it is you want to. And I know there are times and there are circumstances that will happen that will make us forget that the choice is ours and our life is ours to do whatever we will. And I've made it my mission to remind us each week by different means that this journey that you're on, it's yours. This life that you're living is yours to live. Your time is your own to do whatever you want to do with it. And your day is in your hands and you can shape it however you want to. When you recognize that you hold the power and you really are in control, then the liberating feeling that comes along with acknowledging that reality is amazing and beyond this world. So I really wanted to share this song with you, and I wanted to go through the lyrics because there are so many powerful reminders within this song, and it is always good to get a reminder and, you know, just a little jolt to say, hey, you may feel like you're down and out right now, and given all that's happening in the world and whatever we're bombarded with on the news and social media and just in our day-to-day conversations, it is so easy to become overwhelmed, and it is so easy to let go of the little hope that you may be holding on to. And I'm here to tell you that, listen, regardless of what is going on outside, your life is still yours. And one of the important things for us to do is to give thanks. It may seem and feel as if there is nothing to give thanks for, and I'm here to tell you with all the love in my body that you are absolutely wrong. There are things for you to give thanks for, and that is how the song opens. Like Tara says, give thanks for life, and just in case you didn't hear it, he sings it again. Give thanks for life. Today arise like the sun. My bright, I'm upright, no one can brook my vibes. And that is so important to acknowledge that when you are intentional about how your day is going to go, then it becomes harder for somebody else to derail you. So if you wake up and one of the first things you do is to give thanks for the fact that, listen, you are awake, because the reality is everybody that goes to bed is not gonna wake up, and you are one of the blessed ones that did wake up. So one of the first things you should do is give thanks. And then the second thing is to acknowledge that, listen, I'm alive, I have energy, I can move about, I have the rest of the day ahead of me, and I'm bright like the sun. Like, the sun doesn't come up and like, I don't feel like being my best self today, so I'm not going to shine as brightly as I'm capable of. No. Every time the sun is up, it is out in all of its glory. You can see it, you can feel it, and like the sun, whenever you face the day, do your best. Not always gonna be possible, but do your best to show up as your best self, just like the sun shows up. And when you commit to having the best day that you can possibly have and you're intentional about it, then really nobody can break your vibes. So nobody's gonna say anything or do anything that is going to color and affect how you feel about your day and how you're going to go through your day. So for me, opening the song with that kind of positive reinforcing vibe is like so important and so significant. And then the song goes on to say, or the first verse goes on to say, I'm in a care who won't fight and who won't criticize, I'm on a higher height. So you can say what you want to and do what you want to, it's no concern to me. I'm telling you, like, this song speaks to me on so many levels. So whoever is coming to bring chaos to you or is coming to disturb your day, you can come, but just know that you're wasting your time. I am on a higher height. I'm vibrating high. I'm in a different space mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So whatever rubbish you're coming to be with, just know that you are wasting your time, because it's not going to affect me. I've already set my intentions for the day, or I've set my intentions for the week or for the month, and nothing that you can come with is going to derail my intentions. And this doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who is at odds with you. This could be people who mean well, but even in meaning well, they can say something with the best of intentions that really, if you are not resolute in your decision and your commitment to have the kind of day you want, it could really throw you in a loop. So Taurus is saying, listen, criticize if you want to, but I'm already intentional with how I'm going to live this day. And where I'm at, your words, your attitude, your desire to pick a fight, to be petty, can't affect me. Your opinions are of no concern to me. So say whatever you want to, do whatever you want to. My day is already set. And then he goes on to say why your opinions won't affect him. Because I have my own vision, but that's my own mission to rule my destiny. And that's how he ends the first verse. So it is important not only for us to set our intentions, but to really have a vision. Have a clear mental picture of what it is we're trying to achieve. So when you wake up, what kind of day do you want to have? And you need to be absolutely clear about the kind of day you want to have. How do you want to feel as you're going through the day? Do you want to feel energized? Do you want to feel invigorated? Do you want to feel inspired? Do you want to be productive? Do you want to be collaborative? Like, what kind of day do you want to have? How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be? And really have and hold that mental picture. And Taurus is reinforcing that point that I have my vision. And not only does he have a vision, he is on a mission. So it means that there is also purpose behind what he's trying to achieve. So it's not enough to just have the mental picture. It's also important to have that purpose, that driving force that's going to keep you on track, that's going to keep you honest, that's going to keep you committed. And I'm certain in other conversations you've heard that it is good to live a purposeful and a purpose-driven life. And in this powerful first verse, Taurus is saying to us that, listen, you need to have a vision, you need to be on a mission, and then he tells you what his mission is about. It's to rule his destiny. So he's telling you that I'm taking charge. I'm not going to play victim. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm not going to stay a victim. I'm not going to allow things to happen to me. I'm going to be in control. I'm going to take charge. I'm going to take accountability. And whatever results I want, I have to acknowledge that the effort is going to affect the results. So if I want good, positive results, then I'm going to have to put the work in. I'm going to have to hold the vision and be true to the vision and be clear about the vision. And then I also have to take action with purpose. So this is a great first verse that's packed with so many reminders and so many nuggets, and I'm so excited that I'm sharing this song with you, because as you go through the rest of this month, and for those of us in Canada or in locations where the seasons change, we're getting ready to face another season, fall, my favorite. It might not be fall where you are, but I'm getting ready to face fall. And whatever you're facing, it's good to be encouraged. It's good to be reminded that, listen, whatever you're feeling right now, it's not permanent. Whatever you're going through, it's not permanent. And like I said last week and in episodes previously, you are one thought away from happiness or sadness. So if you get up and decide that today, I choose to be happy. Today, I choose to be productive, and nothing or no one is going to change that or impact that, then I guarantee you, you're going to have that good day. Then he goes into the hook or the chorus, and it says, it's my day to do what the heck I want to. It's my time, and I'll use it any way I want to. It's my life, and I'm responsible for every action. It's all mine. My day, my time, my life. And oh my gosh, this chorus is like our anthem. For those of us who embrace taking charge of our lives, embrace the knowledge that what we've been given by the Creator is ours to be good stewards of. So your life, your time, your energy, your attention, and I'm going to be a good steward of it, and I'm going to be the one that has the final say in how it plays out. It's so liberating, and really this should become everybody's anthem and everybody's mission statement. Taurus is saying, it's my day, so I'm going to do whatever I want to. Now, for some people, it's very circumstantial. So if you are an employee, so your time, especially during the daylight hours, might be beholden to someone else. Or if you run a business, your day might not be as free or as open as you'd like. But at the end of the day, there are hours that you do have a say over. And even if you work for someone else, you still have a say in how you spend your hours. Yes, you're contracted to show up and to do work between 9 to 5. And unless you work on an assembly line, I'd like to think how you spend your day you do have some latitude with. The message here is, it's your day. So even though you are committed to doing a specific task within that day because of your employment or work choices, how you spend that day is still yours. So you can spend it being grateful, being joyous that you are gainfully employed and you're earning an income, or you could spend it complaining, because one way or another, the day is going to come and it's going to end. But what kind of attitude do you have towards your day? How do you feel about the day? What's your emotional state? What's your mental state? How are you energy-wise when it comes on to your day? Taurus says, it's my time, and I'll use it any way I want to. And it's important to recognize that, yes, it is your time and you need to guard it fiercely, because there are people out here who their sole purpose is to waste your time. And that is where your boundaries become so important. So you'll have people with the best of intentions. They'll want to call you and talk your ear off. And 6 hours later, you're still in this conversation. And there are other things you could be doing. There are other things you'd rather be doing. But yet you are stuck on a phone call for 6 hours. So this is a reminder that, listen, it's my time and I'm going to use it how I want to. And I'm going to make sure I get the most value out of my time. And if you're here to waste it, it's not going to happen. It's my life and I'm responsible for every action. Now, there are some of us who unfortunately have got so caught up in the victim mindset. We blame our upbringing, we blame our parents, we blame our environment, we may blame how we look, we may blame the color of our skin, we'll blame where we were born, we'll blame the system, we will blame everybody under the sun, because it's easier to lay the blame elsewhere than it is to really look in the mirror and to say, you know, my life is what it is because of the choices I've made. These choices have not necessarily been the smartest or the best choices. And this is where I am in life. And for some people to really look in the mirror and to have that kind of conversation is a little terrifying. Because to be able to own up to what you've done takes a certain strength and vulnerability to do. And it can be a little terrifying and difficult. But at the end of the ownership comes power and freedom. The second verse says, I beg your easy now, give me some reason now, and don't invade my space. I'm in a different place, different phase, moving on my way. So if you feel like a champion, then nothing can go wrong. This one is your song. So he's making it clear who he's talking to. Give me some space. Don't crowd me. Like, allow me to be. There are some people who, they're just not happy unless they're meddling in other people's lives. They'll be, so when you're getting married, when you're having kids, when you're having the next one, when you're doing this, when you're doing that, why aren't you busy doing you? Why are you so concerned with what's going on over here? And Taurus is like, back up. Give me some space. Allow me to be. Right? And sometimes you have to take that space, you have to create that space, and you literally have to tell people, back off. This is my life. I'm living it. Commit some of that energy you're here putting into mine, into your own. He's letting people know that I'm in a different place, a different phase. So it's all about the growth. It's all about the transition. It's all about moving from one stage to the next, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Like, as you're going through life, there needs to be some kind of progression. After 5 years, you are the same person. I hate to break it to my friend, but that's not a good look. That's not a good thing at all. Because as the time has passed, you'd have gone through enough life experiences and you'd have come out on the other side with lessons that you've either learned and mastered, or you're going to go through those same circumstances again until you learn your lesson. But the idea is, with this life, there is progression. So whatever it is you need to do to get yourself out of that rut, do you need to go see a therapist? Do you need to go into an accountability group? Do you need to find somebody who is doing it and have that person mentor you? Do you need a coach? What do you need? You need to identify where you are and what you need and how it's going to get you to the next phase. Taurus also says, if you feel like you're a champion, then nothing can go wrong. And those two lines I really want to spend a little time on, because the feeling is so important. I said in last week's episode that I really want you to get the book called The Feeling is the Secret. And the feeling really is the secret, because when you have your goal, when you write it down, when you spend the time to visualize what it is you want to achieve, and you also feel the feels, you best believe it's going to happen. So you know you're currently enrolled in a program and you just want this program to finish. But you need to visualize, how am I going to feel when I get my transcript and I've completed the program, or I have the degree or the diploma or the certificate in my hand? How do I want to feel? Do I want to feel satisfied, accomplished? Do I want to be happy, joyous, celebrating? Yes, I did it. 24 long months doing this virtual school, but by gosh, I did it. How do you want to feel? Are you going to celebrate? How are you going to celebrate? Are you going to gather everybody together, whether or not you're going to meet in person or do it virtually? Or are you going to have like a quiet moment to yourself because you just want to revel in the fact that you've done this, you've accomplished this? So the feeling is important. And it's not just to feel for feeling's sake, you know, because it has to be backed by evidence. You have to have the evidence to say that, listen, I'm betting on myself because I'm a winner. I have enough examples in my past of me betting on myself, me taking risks, me taking action, and things working out in my favor. So in this moment, I can afford to feel like a champion, and so I'm going to. And when you feel like you're a champion, then nothing can go wrong. The verse continues, put away your troubles, put away your worries, help me sing along. And yes, worrying gets you nowhere. Worrying is like you running on a treadmill. You are going nowhere fast. So don't worry. Put it aside. Put your troubles away. Like the precious time you have shouldn't be spent worrying on things that are going to work themselves out. Give your energy and attention to what it is you want to see flourish in your life. So your side project, your business, your book, right? Your short stories, your poems, your movie. Whatever it is you want to see grow and flourish, that's what you need to give your attention to. And of course, it doesn't hurt to sing along. How can you put music on and dance around in your space and still feel miserable? Because if you let the music take over, if you let that beat, that rhythm take over and just weave its way through your entire body and your entire being and you surrender, it's impossible to feel miserable throughout that experience. Take Taurus's word for it. Put away your troubles, put away your worries, and sing along. And then he goes on with the hook again. Then he says, feeling alive, feeling a vibe, and nothing can stop me. I don't care what they think or what they say about me. Look out, world, here we come, up and around me. And all I'm saying is, and he goes into the hook. And it's such a good way to end the song. Feeling alive. Why? Because you are intentional. And you're deliberate with your choices. I'm feeling a vibe. I'm feeling that positive vibration. I'm vibing so high. I'm feeling so good. My energy is up. My life force is up. And because I'm on this level, nothing below can affect me. Like, you have to raise up to match me. Because I'm not coming down to meet you. So nothing can stop me. Because when you're in the flow and everything is moving and jiving, magic happens, creation happens, and nothing can disturb that. And I don't care what they think or what they say about me. I spoke about they are responsible for really disrupting people's lives, because some of us are so preoccupied with what they say and what they do. And I've told you before, forget them. You are in charge. You are the captain of your ship, so their opinion shouldn't affect you. And here Taurus is telling you, I don't care what they think or what they say about me. As a matter of fact, look out, world, because I'm coming and you're gonna take notice. We're here, we're coming. So my beautiful souls, this was a long one, but had to be, because I really had to share this song with you, because I really want to end this season on a really positive note. I want to end the season on a high, and I want to reinforce the message of the entire season that, listen, your life, it's your day, it's your time. You hold all the cards and the choice is yours. So whatever it is you want to do, do it. Don't let fear, don't let people's opinions be of any concern to you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. It was an absolute pleasure. It was a joy to be able to deliver content to you each week, to use proverbs and songs and memes and sayings and quotes and whatever I could find, just to bring a message of hope and to inspire you and to encourage you to be your best self, because that person is inside you, and that person might be locked deep within or newly emerging or has emerged and is just looking for an opportunity to flourish. Or maybe that person is all out there and you just wanted to hear the word to tell you to keep going. So keep going. This is the final episode for season 3. Don't worry, season 4 is around the corner. Jamaican style, so you know it's a couple con as well. I will be taking a break of some sorts, but rest assured, you will still be getting content weekly. So as I said in last week's episode, I will be going into a little detail of what is to come. So for the next few episodes, I'll be revisiting some previous episodes because there is a lot of goodness and gems in some of these previous episodes that I want to revisit. So for the next few episodes, the series is going to be called Revisited. So I'll be bringing back snippets of previous episodes just to remind us of those powerful, positive messages and, you know, to give you that spiritual pick-me-upper that we also need. And then for season 4, we're coming back with a new look and feel and more Jamaican goodness, because I'm telling already, my culture has to wrap up in a this. There is no Perspective Matters podcast without the Jamaican goodness. So stay tuned for that. I will have guests on the show. I'm coming back with more proverbs, with more songs, with some good old stories. Because listen, us Jamaicans are fabulous storytellers. We got stories for days. We have the folklore, the folktale. We have all of that, and I'm so excited to be bringing that to you in season 4. So more to come on that. Look out for the notifications across all the socials for the podcast. Connect with me. If there is a particular topic that you want me to visit in season 4, by all means, drop me a line, send me an email. I'll be linking the website, the socials, the email, everything in the show notes. Pay attention to the show notes because there's so much goodness there beyond the audio of the podcast. So please spend a little time reading. Go visit the website, check out the blog. Yes, I do have a YouTube channel, so if you have friends who are not so keen on listening to the podcast, but they will watch a YouTube video, by all means, send them to YouTube. The videos are released maybe a day after the audio is published, so please, I'm looking for all the support. Thank you so much for your faithful listenership. It is heartwarming to see people across the world listening. I have listeners here in Canada, so shout out to my Canada peeps. Thank you so much for showing up each week and for listening and for providing the feedback. I really and truly do appreciate your support. Shout out to my Jamaican massive, una don't know the land of my birth, me can't left una out. Tankuno. Tankuno for the support. Thank you. I really appreciate the feedback and the love that my country shows me with this podcast. So gotta say thank you for my listeners in the US, the UK. Oh my gosh, it's amazing to see all these different countries that I have listeners from. A huge thank you for your faithful listenership. Of course, I can't leave out the continent. My listeners in Nigeria, my listeners in Ghana. Thank you so much, South Africa. Yes, I have listeners in the motherland. Oh, it feels so good. To my other listeners in the Caribbean, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, shout out a big Wagwan tuna. Please, I'd love to see other flags from the other Caribbean nations in my listenership. Big up to Ireland, Germany, Russia. Yes, Mother Russia, Australia, Belgium. There's also around us another country from the motherland, eh? Italy, Sweden, India. I'm calling everybody out because this is the last episode. I'm going to shout out everybody. So big up to my listeners in the Philippines, Hungary, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, Greece. Oh, there is Antigua. Shout out. Antigua, my apologies. You're at the end of the list. But shout out to the same way. If you don't hear your flag, it means the listenership is not up there. So please, if you're feeling a little jealous, then call up your friends. Tell your family, your loved ones. Let's get the Perspective Matters podcast in all the countries. Like, we're spreading the message of love on this podcast. Message of hope and inspiration and encouragement. Because listen, this is the dark times, my love. And anywhere you can turn to find your joy, I and just to get a little top up on your hope and to get a little inspiration to keep going, I'm happy to provide it. I feel like this is my life's work and I take great pleasure in coming here each week and just sharing some positive vibes with you. So I love doing this and I appreciate your support and your listenership. So let's keep this train going, and until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin, so just flip it to get the full view. And yes, when I catch me next week, in some way, shape, or form. But yeah, catch y'all next week.